This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There was Athens and Sparta, Carthage and Rome, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, Democrats and Republicans. But let's be honest, none of these ancient rivalries compares to the bitter intra-city, big brother versus little brother, blood feud of LA's basketball teams, the Lakers versus the Clippers. So, which one is truly LA's basketball team?
You know, the haters will hate. And a lot of them are Lakers fans who do treat us like little brothers and have a go at us. But who is LA's team? Well, look at the players.
Welcome to a very goofy NBA rivalries edition of the LA Local for Friday, April 18th, 2025. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who admittedly knows next to nothing about basketball, but always enjoys a healthy debate. You may be excused for thinking you've mistakenly clicked on a sports podcast for today's edition of the Local, as we're going to focus exclusively on LA's two basketball teams, both of which are about to embark on their 2025 playoff runs this weekend. Both fighting for respectability and recognition in our city of angels. But, you know, let's be realistic. Let's not fool ourselves. The Clippers are kind of fighting with one hand tied behind their back here because the Lakers are, well, they're the Lakers, one of the most storied and revered franchises in all of professional sports. The Clippers arrived on the scene in LA in 1984. They barely won anything. They were relegated to playing in the decrepit old LA Sports Arena, which, as an aside, has one of the coolest nicknames among all sports venues, the Dump That Jumps, which of course is knocked down and now BMO Stadium stands in its place in Exposition Park. Putting all that aside, the Clippers were the butt of jokes for years. Consider this clip. Billy Crystal, perhaps the Clippers' most noteworthy fan, catching flack from Stephen Colbert a few years back.
Why the Clippers? You just love sailing ships? Why? Because you have the Lakers there. Why were you a Clippers fan?
Because I love the underdog, and when I moved to LA in 76, I was a Laker fan. Mm-hmm. And like Trump said, I got tired of all the winning. And
I mean, that sets it up so perfectly. You like the underdog. You like the Clippers. You like seemingly never-ending roster of Hall of Fame players, multiple championships, dominance, global recognition. You like the Lakers. So, on the eve of the NBA playoffs, KNX News is wading into one of the most intractable debates in modern sports history. Does LA belong to the Lakers or the Clippers? Or is there room enough to share? Because this is, admittedly, an unfair fight, I brought in two Clippers fans to defend the team's honor. First, James Tuck, veteran KNX News producer, is a diehard Clippers fan. Wayne Howard, Odyssey LA's chief of the IT department, is a Chicago transplant who fell in love with the Clippers. They're going up against Andy Kamenetsky, who has covered the Lakers for a variety of outlets and now hosts the Locked On Lakers podcast. I love this debate because if you listen carefully, it actually transcends sports and gets into the socioeconomic diversity and conflicts that are inherent in Los Angeles. Just listen to the reason why Wayne Howard initially became a Clippers fan. Spoiler alert, it was an economic one, not even actually related to the teams. So without further delay, I bring you an epic debate for the ages, Lakers versus Clippers. We start with James Tuck talking about when he first started following the Clippers and how bad they used to be.
The Clippers then, they were awful then. And then suddenly, somehow, they became fantastic. And in terms of watching them play, better than the Lakers, say, over the last 10, 15 years, I would argue. So, and also growing in popularity. So this whole thing about what, whose town is what, you know, who owns the town.
It is an evolving question.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne Howard, to you. You seem like a smart guy. Why choose the Clippers?
Okay, you're gonna love my story. I am from Chicago. So I am a diehard, a diehard Chicago Bulls fan.
Yeah.
I lived through all our championships for Chicago. I moved to L.A. 2001. So I came right in when Phil Jackson was immersed into the Lakerland. So Phil Jackson comes from Chicago. And
right.
I'm like, okay, what the heck? I get to L.A. I can't afford Lakers tickets at all.
Oh, as simple as that.
Okay. I can't go to Lakers games. So I'm like, you know what? I can get Clippers tickets. I think they were giving away at 7-Eleven if you bought hot dogs.
I'm not
even joking.
They had school kids. They had thousands of school kids at every game because there were free giveaways. It was like community outreach or just to get people in the arena.
Correct.
Okay, so Andy, that's a great segue over to you, Andy Kamenetsky. I mean, there you go, two kind of almost accidental Clippers fans. Is it really even a question, is L.A. Lakers town or Clippers town?
No, it's not a question at all. It's a Lakers town. And that's not even necessarily meant to disparage the Clippers or turn it into big brother, little brother. It's just the Lakers have institutional gravity and heft over this city. I mean, you're talking about titles in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 2000s, and one, and hopefully counting, in the 2020s, plus countless finals runs, you know, iconic players from Kareem and Wilt, Magic, all the Showtime, Kobe, Shaq, Kobe Powell, LeBron, Anthony Davis, now Luka. I mean, the amount of Hall of Famers who play for the Lakers who, you know, end up with their jerseys retired, they've created so much gravity in this city, like so much identity in this city, and it's nothing that is going to change anytime soon, or I predict at all.
If I may jump in there, institutional heft is a great phrase, but you know, zoom up to recent times, last 10 or 15 years. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, that team, Lob City, so much more exciting than the Lakers. One more games, and also we're young and energetic. What I'd also say about the hometown team thing is obviously LeBron comes from Cleveland and Luka comes from Eastern Europe, right?
right.
Now, I mean, Paul George last year, the Clippers traded him, got rid of him, came from Palmdale. Kawhi Leonard comes from Riverside County.
Right.
Ooh, not west side of L.A. I'm terribly sorry. and then James Harden, born in L.A., grew up in Compton. So in that sense, you know, the haters will hate. And a lot of them are Lakers fans who do treat us like little brothers and have a go at us. But who is L.A.'s team? Well, look at the players.
Well, let me throw it over to you.
Here's my argument. I like the Clippers. I am a huge Clippers fan. And I will not sit here and try to say that we are a Clipper city. I won't even go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the Lakers own it based on AK's conversation of saying that it has that institutional built in. You know, this James Worthy, you got Magic. However, for me, the Clippers bring so much excitement that I can guarantee you that if the Clippers were to ever win a championship, Lakers fans would be in tow celebrating with Clippers fans. Because I do think there's a secret level or secret band of people that are Lakers fans that are like, come on, Clippers. I think you can argue that the Clippers are one championship win away from actually—
From tilting the balance.
From tilting the balance of people going, oh my God, the Clippers. And then seeing that the Clippers are going to become more of a mainstream team and kind of looked at it in a way it was like, oh, wow, we get their merchandise.
It's going to take more than one champion.
No, I agree. What I mean by that is I agree with you. Yes, of course, to tip the balance of being considered the team in L.A., but in terms of people starting to recognize that the Clippers are a formidable team, one championship. They're one championship.
And also, I think there's a difference here. I think Andy will agree, that sports bar fan who's a casual fan, right, and they'll all be Lakers fans. But the you know, more hardcore grassroots fans, right?
Nope.
That's why.
Nope. I'm going to cut you off. Right
go ahead. Go ahead.
That's a good try.
That is a stereotype about Laker fans. That is not true, and it's perpetuated by all of the clips of the courtside fans. You know, whether you're talking about the celebrities or whether you're talking about, you know, the people that are there to be seen. That's not the regular fan. Like, the average fan can't afford to get into the building, like, even for the 300s.
Quickly, Andy, can you just, and then we'll wrap it up, but Andy, can you address, Wayne made an interesting point earlier on that if the Clippers make it farther than the Lakers in this playoff run, that there'll be a lot of Lakers fans who will grudgingly root and appreciate what the Clippers have done, especially with their long-standing underdog status. You think is that accurate?
No.
Oh.
I
think if you are a Laker fan, that's the team that you're rooting for. If you want a championship for LA, you want it to be won by the Lakers. The only exception would be if the Clippers were playing the Celtics.
Yes.
In the finals, I think maybe.
Well, let's end with this, since we are on the precipice of the playoffs and both teams are in. So let's go around the room. Uh-oh. James, your predictions for the Lakers and the Clippers in the upcoming playoffs.
The Lakers get further than the Clippers. Neither team's going to win it all because the good young teams are good and young, and like OKC and Cleveland. But the Lakers are sensational to watch because two-headed hydra of LeBron James and Luka Doncic. Yes. Luka Doncic has been a Clippers killer and is a fantastic player. If you're a casual fan, watch him because he's just terrific. The Clippers have really got it together, won 18 of the last 21 regular season games, said to be the hottest team in basketball.
Correct.
They'll screw it up. Be used to it.
I think only if Kawhi gets hurt. I think if Kawhi actually
they have a chance
and plays, I think you'll see a different Clippers team.
All right, Andy, right. And ending with you, your predictions for both teams.
I think both teams have a possibility of getting to the Western Conference Finals. I think they both have looked very good down the stretch. The Clippers have been extremely good. If both those teams made it to the Western Conference Finals, how amazing would it be to finally...
Oh, that would be
these
great.
These two teams have never faced each other.
That's amazing, that stat.
They've never faced each other in the playoffs. You would have an opportunity for the Lakers trying to get into the finals, get LeBron his fifth ring, Luka Doncic his first, the Clippers trying to get into the finals for the first time, much less their first title. The Clippers, as an organization, have never even gotten to the finals. So this, you want to talk about something that would just grip the city, regardless of who you're rooting for. That would be amazing.
All right. So we end on a note of agreement.
Yes.
Clippers, Lakers, and the Western Conference Finals. There you go. Gentlemen, thank you all. The Lakers, seeded third in the West, take on the Minnesota Timberwolves in round one of the playoffs. They tip off Saturday night at Crypto. The Clippers, seeded fifth in the West, will be in Denver tomorrow afternoon to take on the Nuggets. I, for one, will be rooting for that Lakers-Clippers Western Conference Finals. Thank you for joining us for today's LA Local. The LA Local is sponsored by the LA Car Guy of Family Dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Wishing everybody out there who celebrates a happy Good Friday, a happy Passover, a happy Easter, and of course, a bitchin' 420. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.